$25 million worth of land could go back to the Colville Indian Reservation in northeastern Washington as part of a federal land buyback program. Correspondent Emily Schwing has more.
130 years ago, the federal government divided up land owned by Native Americans in the West. Lawmakers hoped the Indians would take to a subsistence farming lifestyle, but the result was confusion over ownership.
So it's a big problem.
Michael Marchand is the chairman of the Confederated Tribes of the Colville.
If someone received land allocation in the 1800s, then each generation that land got split up more and more. And so today we actually have some parcels that have 1,200 owners, which makes it impossible to do anything with the land because there's too many owners.
Marchand says the program's unlikely to change, even with the incoming Trump administration, in part because of lengthy legal proceedings. Money for the buyback program comes out of the $1.9 billion Cobell settlement. That case was litigated for 15 years. Land sales through the program are set to be complete by 2021. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.